محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا
Oh, Hood Hood, it's a bit early in the morning for questions like that, don't you think? Why are you asking anyway?
Because I think how a bear sits and the mehboob thing you swallow.
Oh, that's nice. Where did you meet him? And what does that have to do with wanting to die?
No, I saw him at the mall.
How is he?
He looks so sick and worried. He didn't have to worry in the morning. It was like he was going to fall and collapse at any moment.
Oh, shame. That's terrible. What was wrong? And did you at least try and help him?
Somehow. So I went to make salam with him. Then I asked him, Uncle Mehboob, what's wrong? Are you okay? You look like you're going to have a heart attack. That was our doctor today.
Ooh, that bad. Then what happened?
Then he sat down and he took his handkerchief out and he started wiping his forehead and holding his heart. And then he started to cry.
So did you call for help? What did you do?
I started panicking and shouting. I asked him, Uncle Mehboob, are you okay? Are you getting a heart attack? Then I started making dua. Oh, Allah, please don't let Uncle Mehboob die on me.
So why didn't you call Auntie Fatima?
She was right there next to him, Sally Buddy.
So what did she do?
She put her hand out, she rolled her eyes and said, Wallah, I need to pay for the stuff, pointing to her two trolleys full of stuff. And then he screamed so loud and started crying even more. And then he said, I must rather die now in Ramadan, because at least there'll be no bones to pay in the cupboard.
Little Hood Hood, listen to this hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, without a doubt, when a Muslim spends money on his family while considering the action as worship, it is an act of charity. So butterflies, spend extra on your family, especially in the month of Ramadan, because for that is a double reward.